Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm with Shireen Chadha tonight. And we're talking about creating trust in relationships. This is probably important for all of us, since that content of our relationships pretty much sets up the content of how we do business, how we exist in our social settings. So, Shireen, what is the one important piece in creating trust?
I would say honesty.
Now, honesty, absolutely. So that reminds me of something. More than once I have sat in my office and had a tearful co-ed come in and say, "Oh, I'm heartbroken. My boyfriend of a year or so, I caught him cheating. And the relationship's over, and all men are bad, and I just can't stand it." That's a big betrayal of trust, for sure. So what would one say to that type of person?
I would say that not to focus so much on the other person, mm-hmm. but focus on the self and really get the self together. Mm-hmm. In terms of honesty. When I'm talking about honesty, I feel that people think honesty is saying whatever they think. Uh-huh. But even before honesty, I feel there has to be cleanliness. And once there's cleanliness, is if I'm thinking a clean thought, mm-hmm. then I am only saying what I'm thinking, that clean thought, and I'm also doing what I'm saying. I'm walking the talk, per se.
So your own integrity will affect the integrity of other people.
And so if I'm honest in that way and I'm clean in that way, then I feel I will attract the right kind of a person.
Uh-huh. That's interesting, because my answer to her was, well, what about so-and-so? And I mentioned someone in class who's probably not the most macho or attractive, outspoken guy. And invariably I've gotten, no, he's really not that interesting. And then I'll say, well, about what about so-and-so? He's really smart. And, yeah, that's not my style. And so you're looking for someone a little more, I don't know, exciting? Oh, yeah. Dangerous, yeah. Maybe someone who would cheat. And occasionally, 2 out of 3 times, I'd say, there's a, oh, yeah, maybe. In a funny way, what you're saying is we get complicit in relationships to set up non-trust. In other words, we look for love in all the wrong places, look for happiness in excitement, where maybe happiness comes in pure honesty.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you know, that's a really tricky question, especially in terms of relationships, yeah. in terms of marital relationships, because I know people who've been married for a long time and one of the other spouse cheated, yeah. on them and then it broke up. So at that point, you can't say, I was looking for a dangerous person, because I've been married for 15 years and it still, yeah. happened. And so I really think that the focus shouldn't be on the other person as much.
Uh-huh.
And the focus should be on trusting the self, that you never give up on yourself.
So, in a funny way on that, the long-term relationship, say 15 years of marriage or what have you, and there was cheating, and so it broke up. That's an interesting jump. There's cheating, and something else goes on in our minds, and then it breaks up, or not. In other words,
cheating is a pretty... I mean, I'm very glad I am not married, and I have no intentions of getting married. I'm married to God. But I feel that when there's such a break of trust, mm-hmm. and there's such a break of disrespect, there's such disrespect for you as a, mm-hmm. person, that there's a contract, and then there's a disrespect of that contract and a disrespect for you as a person, I feel that disrespect in itself warrants a breakup. I'm not telling they should break up, but if they did break up because of that, yeah. then it's okay, I feel.
Yeah, well, in my world, if they break up for any reason that benefits both of them, then it's okay.
Yeah.
So how do we rebuild trust? Let's make it less than cheating on a spouse. How do we rebuild trust on the small things? Like, so-and-so was always late. So-and-so ate the last of the Jell-O in the refrigerator. I mean, you know, doggone it, my mouth wanted Jell-O, and they took it again. How do we rebuild trust in those situations or establish a framework for trust?
I feel that it does start with our own minds. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we have to do with the mind is we have to not let the mind run like a horse without reins, mm-hmm. like a wild horse, that we have to rein it in, that any time something like that happens, in minor situations, right. if someone's eaten the Jell-O, I really feel it's a minor situation, though Absolutely. People might say they've eaten it for the 100th time, so it becomes a major situation, then it's a different matter. Right. But I feel in minor situations, instead of always going to the defect or the weakness or the bad thing that person does, is we pick one good thing of that person and we think about that good thing.
Aha. Uh-huh. So focus on what you want to see and you start feeling more benevolent and trusting toward a person.
Yeah, right. And also, that's one thing. And also, in little things, I feel we shouldn't let the past dictate the future of how we see them. We constantly have to upgrade our vision for people because people really invariably end up living up to your expectation. So if you put in the Jell-O in thinking, you know what, I'm going to come and it's going to be eaten, so guess what, it'll be eaten.
Then they live down to your expectations.
They live down to your expectations. Yeah. And so it's important to upgrade our vision of people.
Ah.
And so to always give them that thing that, no, you know, that they, this is, it's not about Jell-O here, it is about looking at their highest qualities, having a really high vision for them. And so to be able to do that is one, and also in that moment to look at their positive qualities.
And so in a funny way, there's some amount of vulnerability in trusting, yet what abides, what's real, the essence of us, can't be threatened through trusting. The surface us can be disappointed about the Jell-O, can be
right.
disappointed that they
right.
showed up late yet again.
Yeah, right. or cheated on us also is, I
yeah.
think, very surface.
Yeah, but at the core level of who we are, if we're centered in trusting of ourselves, then maybe it's, I can't say less painful, and I haven't gone through that, so I can't judge anyone else's pain, and I know it can be excruciating on such things. But the first relationship is with self, I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, it is with the self. And I really feel the other thing is we should trust God.
Ah.
And I love the motto of this country, in God we trust.
Yeah.
And I feel if I really have that almost blinding trust in God mm-hmm. and blinding trust that things will work out, they do work out.
So a lot of times we won't take the personal vulnerability step if we don't have that deep abiding trust that God will take care of me.
Yeah, that He's responsible for me.
Right. So within that, how do you get that? I mean, if you don't have it, how do you develop it?
It's a muscle like everything else.
Uh-huh.
And like any muscle, when you first start exercising it, it's not going to show up immediately.
Uh-huh.
You have to start exercising it.
Got it.
So you have to start building this trust in little things.
Give me a first step example.
For example, let's say I wanted something. Let's say I'm about to take a really major decision in life.
Right.
And I really trust God that I'm going to make this decision. It's a hard decision, but I'm going to trust you that it will work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I take that decision and if it does work out, I look back and it does work out, then my trust next time around will be much easier. So it's a muscle I'm building.
Right. And your ability, your capacity to trust God grows all the time.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a spiritual muscle. You
yeah.
keep using it and it increases more. You keep using it and it increases more.
And therefore your confidence increases, so you're more anxious or more ready to use it
right.
in the future. What's the role of your peer group in having trust? Is part of it kind of like this girl? We choose the wrong people sometimes and pretend we weren't complicit in that? Or is it not that important, the peer group we choose to hang out with?
I feel not really. I feel that it is in the way that the company does affect us.
Uh-huh.
But also, I have to really learn to take time for myself
mm-hmm.
and to be in that space of... I feel one space that I have to be in is of being a trustee. A trustee of my time,
mm-hmm.
a trustee of my thoughts, a trustee of whatever I have, like all of the qualities I have. Maybe I have a talent, a trustee of those things. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a trustee, or like it's been like given to me like a gift,
right,
then it's easier to trust. If I take ownership of these things, then it's harder to trust.
Uh-huh. So what I hear you saying is very much like Jesus hung out with people who were not respected. He was so much in the trustee of the goodness in all of these that he could be among them yet not be them.
Right, right.
Within that. Good. What about the role of karma in trust? In other words, there's some that have there's jokes on it with karma will get you, but there seems to be a boomerang effect that people who tend to be dishonest have dishonest stuff happen to them. Is that an attraction strategy, or is that punishment, or what is that?
I feel also maybe the times are like that.
Ah.
But the times are not to punish, but for us to learn certain things. Mm-hmm. And I feel the times right now is, if things are not working out the way I want them to work out, is because the time is telling us, time is calling us, mm-hmm, to really go within and trust ourselves, trust God, and not depend so much on external things or physical human beings.
So within that, it would mean that if we lost some amount of our income or whatever, too, there is a place where we're still safe internally.
Definitely, always we are safe internally, but the reason why we lost it is not necessarily because we need to lose trust. We lost it because we need to gain more trust in God, because we were taking so much support from external things,
mm-hmm,
that it's important now, especially in this time in history, that we learn to take from God, we learn to take from our own strengths.
I see. So within this, certainly meditation is part of the way of tuning in. Are there other ways you tune into this trusting God?
I would say just very pure feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the pure feelings don't have to have a specific time. You can have these pure feelings about God or about people in various times, you know, mm-hmm, different times, just have really just pure feelings for things, or people, or God. And then that pure feelings, I feel, attracts. And then trust, when I'm working and making sure that I have pure feelings and people have pure feelings for me, and I work towards it, then mm-hmm, trust grows.
I see. So within that, the pure feelings, certainly meditation, prayer, and those types of things. So within the trust relationship, then, I would think that with trust, you have less jealousy, less insecurity, because you're not clinging to the illusions of that they're important to you.
Right, right.
And to be more trustworthy, is that really the same thing as, I mean, certainly it starts with being honest, as you started off with, is doing what we say we're going to do. I would guess having the good feelings toward others makes us automatically more trustworthy, is that correct?
Right, and also we live up to them.
Yeah.
Live up to those good feelings that people have in me.
Yeah. Is gratitude part of trust? Because it feels like the good feelings are rooted in gratitude.
Yeah, I feel, yes, definitely gratitude is part of trust. But also I was thinking, here it's not about trusting human beings. It's not about trusting this or that. It's about when you asked the question about gratitude, this came to mind. It's about being grateful for what I actually have.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll trust with whatever comes. If someone's cheating on you, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Then you'll trust that that's what needs to happen.
Uh-huh. So in a funny way, the ultimate trust is trust in God. And that trust is that all things, if we go with that, all things work for ultimate good.
Right, right.
That's something to really have our trust built on, I would think. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
Nice. And thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you're finding trust a little easier. Thanks.